Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
What's happening, everyone? Julie, I have been practicing the motions for the Ten Commandments, and I think I've almost got them all down.
Way to go, Matt. I've been working on them, too. What about you, listeners?
Psst, hey, in case you forgot, the motions are in the show notes.
Okay, so we've only got three more commandments to go, and today we're learning the eighth commandment, which says, you shall not steal.
Oh yeah, that is my favorite hand motion. You make your fingers look like you're in jail, you know, for stealing.
That's right. Stealing is taking something that does not belong to you.
But Julie, is it always wrong to steal? I mean, what if you really, really need something? Or what if no one will ever know?
I'm pretty sure the command is to never steal, Matt. When someone steals, it's like they're saying they don't trust that God will give them what they need, so they take it.
You know, I know someone who steals things for a living. Maybe he can help us.
You have a friend who steals?
Well, sort of. He's a baseball player.
Oh, this is gonna be interesting. Let's all say baseball player together.
Baseball player!
Did someone say baseball player?
Hey, it's our good friend Justin. He's a baseball player. Welcome to the show, Justin. We're so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for giving me an at-bat, Julie and Matt. It's so great to see you, and I can't wait to take a swing at helping you guys out today.
Wow, you've got more puns than Matt. Hey, Justin, first of all, can you tell us what you love about baseball?
Of course. Where do I even begin? I love the smell of the stadium, the fresh grass, the crack of the bat, the Texas Rangers, and the feeling you get in the bottom of the ninth when there's two outs and a full count and you win it all for your team.
You sure are passionate about baseball. I thought it was just a game, but now I can see how it's really special.
Oh, and one of the best things is when I get to steal a base.
Wait, what? There's stealing in baseball?
Sure there is. And when it happens, it's very exciting.
But Justin, to steal is to take something that doesn't belong to you.
Oh, that settles it. I can never, ever play baseball.
Matt, Julie, I don't think you understand. Stealing a base is just part of the game.
But Justin, the eighth commandment says you shall not steal. I mean, God said no stealing.
Oh, I think I get it now. Let me see if I can explain. You're right. God says not to steal. We should not take anything that isn't ours. In baseball, a base runner advances to the next base when the batter gets a hit. But a base runner can try to take a base when the pitcher is throwing a pitch. It's a little sneaky, which is why it's called stealing. In other words, the base runner is trying to advance to the next base when no one is looking.
I think I understand that, but Justin, that's still stealing. It's taking something that doesn't belong to you.
But you're missing that in baseball, stealing isn't against the rules. Stealing is a part of the game. But outside of baseball, stealing is against the rules, God's rules.
Justin, thanks so much for stopping by the show today and sharing what you know.
You're welcome, Matt. I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear your story from the Bible today.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 15 says, "You shall not steal." This was the eighth command God gave to His chosen people, the Israelites.
Similar to the two commandments before it, the eighth commandment is about treating other people as valuable. It's also about trusting God for what we need.
When we steal from others, it's as if we're saying that we are more important than others and that we don't trust God to give us what we need and want. The Israelites at the time would have heard the eighth commandment and immediately thought of one thing: Esau and Jacob.
Now, I know you remember Abraham, and Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was the father of Jacob.
What you may not know is that Jacob had a brother named Esau. Jacob and Esau were twins. In those times, being the oldest child was a big deal. The oldest boy in each family was given the largest portion of the inheritance when their parents died.
That means the oldest would get more money, land, and goods than the other siblings. But the oldest would also have the responsibility of caring for the family, taking great care of them.
The Bible tells us that even though Jacob and Esau were twins, Esau was the oldest because he was born first.
When Jacob and Esau's father Isaac was old and dying, he told Esau to hunt for some food, cook it up, and bring it to him so he could give him his birthright as the oldest son.
But when Esau left his father to hunt for food, Jacob and his mother, Rebekah, decided to trick Isaac into giving Esau's birthright to Jacob instead of to Esau.
So Jacob pretended to be Esau, brought food to his father Isaac, and asked for his birthright. When Jacob was asked if he really was Esau, he lied to his father and said that he was. So, believing that Jacob was Esau, Isaac gave Jacob everything that was supposed to belong to Esau.
Let's get an even closer look at what Isaac said to Jacob by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 26 and 29. I'll give you a moment to find it. Genesis 27, verses 26 and 29. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis chapter 27, verses 26 and 29 says, "Then his father Isaac said to him, 'Come near and kiss me, my son.' So he came near and kissed him. And Isaac smelled the smell of his garments and blessed him and said, 'See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let the people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you and blessed be everyone who blesses you.'"
Isaac blessed Jacob with wealth, health, safety, and honor. Jacob took for himself what belonged to Esau, leaving Esau with nothing. Jacob lied about who he was and stole what wasn't his to have.
When the Israelites heard the eighth commandment, they would have thought about Jacob and Esau. After all, they were called Israelites because of Jacob. After Isaac's death, and according to the blessing over Jacob, God gave Jacob the name Israel and made him the father of the nation, God's people.
Jacob stole. Jacob took something that wasn't his without permission. But what Jacob didn't know was that God already had a plan for him way before he was even born. God's plan was to bless Jacob and make him into a great nation.
But Jacob didn't trust that God had a good plan for him. Instead of trusting God, Jacob chose to steal someone else's plan. God hates stealing, and God's plans never fail.
Jacob was blessed because that was God's plan all along, not because he stole Esau's birthright. We all sin by breaking God's good commands.
God is faithful to forgive us when we sin, and God is faithful to his own plans because God is good. God wants us to trust him and his plans for us. And when we do that, when we don't need what someone else has, because what God has for us is enough.
The eighth commandment says, "You shall not steal," because God is good to give each of us what we need according to his plans.
Hey, parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5 seconds.
Wait, guys. I've got this. 5 second fly through review.
Our friend Justin is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Justin.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay. Question number 1. What are other names for commandment?
Rules.
Words.
Law.
Question number 2. Who gave the Israelites the 10 commandments?
God.
Question number 3. True or false? The 8th commandment says you should not steal.
True.
Question number 4. True or false? We shouldn't trust God has a plan for us.
False.
God has a good plan for all of us.
Last question. Question number 5. Fill in the blank. God is faithful to his own
plans.
God's plans are good and we can trust them.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, try to write out each of the 10 commandments we've learned so far. Show them to a friend and tell them what you've learned.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us that God is good.
Always been. forever be. G-O-O-D to you and me. God is good, always good. God is always good. God is good, forever good. God is forever good. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. G-O-O-D is our G-O-D. God is good, always good. God is
God's big story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about God giving the Ten Commandments, you can turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 26 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information, including a fun video to help you learn the Ten Commandments or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.
Thank you, God, for everything. With our voices, we will sing. You are God, Father, Spirit, Son.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.